Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1104. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisul. Le'ila Nishmas Blima Bas for Moshe and Lefur Shlema Ruvain Pesach Ben Henya. Shtakav Refur Shlema Psach Shachar Lisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so we're just going through some various different practical applications brought down in the Sefer Mocha in the Shiftecha in conjunction with grass and water and rain and so on and how it works. Okay, so he brings down interesting in the Piskei Halacha, all could be found in our Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Ois Chav Ches. He brings down Motzei Shemiyah Sink. Sometimes in the country or possibly Sukkot, people have in sort of an outside sink. And what happens is when a person puts on the faucet, it's connected to the water somehow, and then it goes out of a pipe, a little ways down the way, and the water goes onto the grass. So am I allowed to use that sink? That's running into a problem, right? A normal house sink, it's not an issue. Nobody puts on their sink and the water runs out of the piping from the sink onto the grass, but it could be when you have on a sukkah. I've seen in the past, right, people have these, I don't know if it's called a portable sink or whatever the case is, sometimes in the country, sometimes in camp, sometimes outside in the warmer weather and so on. So he says, Motzei Shemisa Asha Sink Yerid Min Hatzinoris Elakarka, and the piping, when you open the sink, it goes onto the water runs through the pipe and goes on to the grass. It's always preferably, obviously, not to have the piping go onto the grass for Shabbos purposes, but if that's what it is, that's what it is. And now with Shabbos, what do you do? V'imken l'chayra haya osur l'ftayach sink. L'chayra, if you think about it, it'll be osur to open up the sink, because im yorid al mokem asavim, if the water goes onto the grass. Aval kevin, so but he says, he does say, aval kevin devederech klal havi psikresha. We're going to tell me it's a psikresha al-idea grama. Again, the same thing like we spoke about last, and it's psikresha with the grama v'kayach sheni yesh lahakol. So it would be, you know, if need be, there is what to rely on, especially in Makom Mitzvah, somebody has to wash, v'chala, and so on. Initially, one should be careful not to have it made like that, but if that's what it was, if it was put up like that, so then they put it up, and then they're using it, so fine. And we could even throw in, so he says, he brings down further, v'kol shekein v'yesh lahakolim hu asink shemishtamish boi tader hari akarka. The ground is, let's say, full of water. It's like we said before, it's saturated. The ground is already saturated, whether it was raining or because of the sink, the water keeps on going in that area. So that area or the ground, that whole ground is already saturated. So, high gabna lek is a Torah. So in those cases, it's not, it's a Torah bechlal. And plus you have a psikresha with a grama, and that would be even easier. And we could even add that if it's on somebody else's ground, so you have a psikresha tlay michale. In other words, if it's in my own, field, right, my own backyard or whatever the case is, so good, so I put on the sink and the water goes, it's psikresha denichale. But if it's, by my friend's sukkah, or if it's possibly in camp or in a place whereby I couldn't care less if water goes on the ground. What do I, you know, I'm some open place or right in camp, like we said, or in my friend's fields or whatever. So we said that the Lashon in Halach was actually Ara de Chavre. In other words, Ara de Chavre, when it's somebody else's field, somebody else's backyard or whatever, so then we say it's a psikresha. Again, it'll happen automatically. Yeah, but it's leinichale. I'm not going to get any pleasure from it. What do I care if water goes on their grass? It's not mine. Right? So then you have psikresha, leinichale, and the whole thing is a grama anyway, so then it would be much easier to open up the faucet of the sink. I think sometimes they call it a slop sink. That's these sinks that are like, you know, adjustable and movable. They move it one place to another. I mean, a plumber does it, but it's an easy thing. It's not like a whole, and people have it sometimes outside for sukkahs or whatever the case is in the country. Okay, or in the summertime. Now, he brings down further, if the water, let's say the water comes out of the pipe, right, like we spoke about last time, and it's going, let's say, possibly under the house, or it's going in a place whereby nothing grows, right, on a dirt where people keep on walking, like we said last time, sometimes if it's a place whereby people keep on walking, also nothing grows, so even though it's on a dirt ground and it's not on the pavement itself, so then you don't even have to come on to these things. He says, the V'lav hachi muta cave on the efshel is Rasham. Since nothing's going to grow over there, it's muta to open the sink, and it goes without saying, if the water is going onto concrete pavement or whatever the case is, then for sure it's no problem, because obviously nothing grows there either. Now, if it flows, it flows onto the concrete, and from there again flows onto the grass. So we're back to, like we said last time also, that's even a bigger koyach gavra, that's even a bigger koyach sheni. In other words, grama goes, first it's going through the pipe, and now it's going after the pipe, and first it hits the it's the concrete, and from the concrete it goes onto the grass. So that's bechlal, is no problem at all. In reference to opening up these sinks, Jesse brings down, we spoke about this a little bit in the past also, somebody's wearing one of those black raincoats. You know, they have the black overcovers that many people wear on Shabbos. So let's say somebody's walking over the grass and it's a heavy rain. They're walking and the hat's covered and everything is covered, and but the coat is dripping down. It's raining very hard. So he brings down, Yesh lismach b'moka matzorich leilich alasovim, and the person has to go on the grass to go home, right? Or to go to the room, or to go wherever, to the bungalow, whatever the case is. B'shar she'ageshem yoyed b'choizek. But even yard may mean ill ha plastic, and the plastic coat is dripping onto the ground, right? Even if it's their own ground, their own backyard, but they have to go over the grass. So he said, "Bevada yahave kolachiyad." This is, the whole thing is kolachiyad. And vefshedash, some the grass bechlal is probably soaked anyways because it's a heavy rain, right? So there's no issur Torah, and the whole thing's kolachiyad anyways. And he said, "There's other reason to be mekel over here." So that's what he says. If somebody's they're wearing these black raincoats that many people wear outside over, and have to go over the grass for whatever reason, and it's dripping down, and things are soaked anyway, so l'choiru will be okay. He does end off, he says, avol im efshe bekal leilich b'makam shein sham asavim odiv yosef. If it's possible to go around, if it's not a big big tircha, you know, to walk around the side of the grass, possibly that would be even better. But if somebody has to go on the grass in these cases, like we said, while it's raining or whatever, it would be okay. Now he says another interesting thing. Again, all the sefer from Machan Leshivtachai brings down, we spoke about in the past, in reference to if somebody threw down, you know, seeds, pits, or whatever. We spoke about if they're outside and they threw it down the ground. So the question was, if it's in a place whereby people are constantly walking, so then that is okay. Nothing's going to grow over there. But the question is, he brings down, what does it mean if people are walking, right? In other words, how many people have to be walking there for whereby nothing's going to grow? And thereby the shom ein isel hashlech garin, and there will be no isel to throw down the pits. But so he says, if somebody's not sure if how many people go there, they shouldn't be mekel, only if they know that it's a place, that it's a ground, and in other words, shalchem and ayadam tomet, that people are constantly walking. But if you'll say, well, I'm not sure, see, people sometimes go there, possibly for a day, nobody will pass by, so then, not so posh it, you know, if a person throws down a pit, it could take root over there, and a person will be over at Mamasha the Raisa. You have to be very careful. So one should know, that's how he brings down that it's not so clear. If you think about it, it's, not all places are clear, that it's always people walking in that place. But if it's a place, rak im hu karka shahulchem neyodim tome, they're constantly going there, so then that would be okay, because nothing could ever take root. I mean, people are constantly stepping on the soil, on the ground, and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.